You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live a victorious life by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday lives. Today, Kurt Owen will be continuing his teaching from the Bible on how we can learn to actually hear from God accurately. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back. We've been talking about how to hear from God, and we've been talking about how we're going to put some things into practice, and we've been looking at the lives of some other people that had some major things God direct them to do and how He did it so that you can have that, okay? And if you missed any of this, thank God for the partners of Kurt Owen Ministries. They've made these materials absolutely free to you. You can go to connect, or that's the email address, connect@kurtowen.com. Or you can go to the kurtowen.com and you can see it on there. We also have some free offers. We have a 30-day daily devotional on how to hear from God that's available there. It's absolutely free. Our partners make that possible. Now, we also have a bunch of other free materials. Now, let's look where we are. We found out from Colossians 3, verse 15, that we are to let the peace of God rule in our hearts. Literally, that the peace of God should be like an umpire to you. And then we saw how the umpire of peace had made some calls. First to Luke. Now here is a major decision. How is the book of Luke going to be written? How is it going to, how is this going to go? Well, the way that it happened was, is that Luke says, well, let's just turn there because this is really important. And I know, I just want you to see this. This is in Luke 1, I believe it's verse 3. He says, "It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus." Why is he writing Luke in the book of Acts? Because it seemed good to him. What does that mean? It means when the thought of coming, of writing these things down came across the plate, the umpire of peace said, "Save." In other words, yes, this is what you should be doing. Okay. Now, then we saw, now that's a big thing, because remember, this is a book of the Bible that everybody is going to read, everybody that's ever lived will be accountable to, whether they've read it or not. And then we see here the major doctrine for the body of Christ established with the Gentiles in Acts 15. And it says, "It seemed good to us being assembled with one accord to write you this letter," is basically what it's about to say. But then when he establishes the doctrine, it says this. Excuse me. It says, "For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things." So you would be lying. You'd be stretching it to say that God spoke to them, that they heard a voice, whether inward or outward. No, it seemed right to them. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit. Now, is this something you should be able to do? Absolutely, because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. It should be able to seem right, and you should be able to tell what seems right to the Holy Spirit. I can tell what seems right to my wife, and we just live in a house together, much less you and the Holy Spirit living in the same body together. Does it seem right? Now, again, we address, yes, but the Bible says there several times, if there is a way that seemeth right unto the man, but the end there is destruction. If you actually look it up in the Greek and the Hebrew, they're actually very different words, and I don't mean just different words. But like in the Old Testament, there's a way that when it said there's a way that seemeth right to a man, there's a way that seems acceptable. It appears acceptable in a moral sense. Whereas this word in the New Testament, it means that on the inside of you, it is pleasing and appears to be right. Now, there's splitting hairs a little bit, but here's the thing. I'm not asking you for what seems right to your flesh, that seems right to the man. I'm actually what seems right to the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. just like it did Luke, just like it did them. People say, no, that's wrong. You can't go with just what seems right. I beg to differ, because here in Acts 15, we see where specifically that the doctrine for the majority of the body of Christ, the Gentile believers, was established on it seemed right to us and to the Holy Spirit. How can you argue with that? Now, again, let's look at a couple things, right? We've seen where a book of the Bible was written because it seemed right. We see here where the doctrine for the Gentile believers is written because it seemed right to you and the Holy Spirit. But now I want to talk about you personally, the will of God for your life. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I've just told the Lord that if He wants me to do something, He's going to need to just tell me and just arrest me. Well, do you sit down and listen? Do you put the question before Him? Do you check the peace with each of the decisions you have to make? Are you even paying attention to the peace and what it's doing on the inside of you? Well, yeah, but if it was something big, I'm sure God would get my attention. Really? Well, let's look at this man. This is Silas, okay? Now, notice here, let's start in verse 30. We're same chapter, Acts 15:30. So when they were sent off, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the letter. And when they had read it, they rejoiced over its encouragement. Now Judas and Silas themselves, being prophets, also exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words. Notice that's the New Testament prophet's ministry. And after they had stayed there for a time, they were sent back with greetings from the brethren to the apostles. Now notice this. Verse 34, however, it seemed right to Silas to remain there. Paul and Barnabas also remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many also. So why is Silas staying there? Because it seemed right to him to stay. It seemed good. Is that a big deal? I don't know. Let's look. Verse 36, then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. Now Barnabas was determined, literally bent, to take with them John called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Evidently he'd run off. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, but Paul chose who? Silas. Because he just happened to be there? He chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And the rest of the book follows Paul and Silas. And now Silas is linked to the most important man in church history. The man who writes besides Jesus, obviously. He writes 3/4 of the New Testament. He evangelizes so much of the known world. He appears before leaders. The Apostle Paul is an amazing man. And you know what? Silas gets to be his preaching buddy. Silas gets to be there with all of the miracles, with all of this grace teaching. Silas gets to be there and be a partaker of all the fruit that is gathered by the Apostle Paul. Now think about how monumental this you would be. This is the only reason Silas's name continues to be written in the Bible. How did this happen? Did God speak to Silas and say, Silas, do not leave here, but stay. Soon there will be a division between Paul and Barnabas, and you will get to be the preaching buddy to the most important man in church history. You will get to be the preaching buddy and receive all of the fruit that the man who wrote 3/4 of the New Testament, or will write 3/4 of the New Testament. Did he tell him that? I mean, can you imagine how important this is in the life of Silas? Can you imagine how significant? This is what your life will define, your very life. This is what your entire life will be about. And did God speak to him in a burning bush? No, he didn't. How? You honestly, you would be lying and be adding to the Word of God if you tried to say anything other than it seemed good to him to stay. People say, yeah, but man, something that important, shouldn't God get your attention? Something that as important as life is and the leading of the Lord is, shouldn't you be listening and paying attention to the Lord? Should he have to run around in a red hat trying to get your attention? Shouldn't you value his counsel enough that you're looking for it? That you're checking your seamer? That you're checking to see for the peace of God? Checking to see whether this peace is ruling something safe or out? This is everything. This is what the man's life will be judged for throughout eternity, whether he did the will of God for his life or not. And God did not put on a light show to get his attention. He had to be looking for it. He had to be looking for what seems right. And it seemed good to him to stay. And because he was there, then he is at the right place at the right time. And because of it, his name is written in the Scriptures. Listen, this is how important this is, that you be able to tell what seems right and what doesn't. Now listen, the more you have hear the Word of God, the stronger you will be spiritually, the stronger you are spiritually, and the more you look on the inside, the easier it'll be to tell what seems right and seems wrong. But this is where we're going to live, and we're going to get into this tomorrow, but this is how you're going to make decisions. Because you're going to learn to check what seems right. And you're going to practice it. People say, well, yeah, but, I mean, that sounds like it'll work. Yes, you're going to have to labor to enter into rest. But the truth of the matter is how bad do you want it? Find you a church that's going to teach you the Word of God and remind you that you are a spirit and to look on the inside. To pause when you need to make a decision and check what seems right. That you refuse to override what seems right or seems wrong. Listen, these broadcasts, you know, our partners make this possible. They make sure all this material is free so that we can continually feed you and remind you how much God loves you and remind you to keep checking with the Lord because He loves you so much. Partners, thank you for doing this because there's not enough people on the earth talking about this. Thank you, partners, for making that possible. But you need to make up your mind to hear from God, and you're gonna have to check your seamer. Hey, they're gonna give you some important information about the local church. Please listen and remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
God Almighty is excited about you hearing Him to help you stay successful in your life. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Hearing from God conference, along with a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to kurtowen.com. Check with this local station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen, and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772 332